AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More U.S. troops are headed to the Middle East. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the message from this move is clear.
Which is to continue to work to convince the Islamic of Iran that we are serious and to deter them from further aggression in the region.
Pompeo is at CENTCOM in Florida talking with military leaders. He says the goal in the Middle East is to deter aggression.
President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests in the region.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump needs to explain his strategy with Iran, calling it erratic.
I don't know what their strategy is, and it doesn't seem consistent. It seems when the president wakes up one morning, he says something, and then 2 days later, he says something else. One day he says he's going to obliterate them, and the next day he says he wants to talk to them.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says lawmakers will receive a series of classified and unclassified briefings on Iran from Trump administration officials. Stocks are higher today on Wall Street after President Trump said he would meet in Japan next week with China's president, Xi Jinping. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says China has had an unfair trade advantage for far too long.
It's got to change. They've been breaking world trading laws for a long time. To our disadvantage, hurting our economy, hurting our workers. So it's got to change.
President Trump has already imposed 25% tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese imports. The tsunami warning has been lifted along the coast of western Japan. The area was hit by a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake. Several minor injuries have been reported, no serious ones. People are being told to be prepared for possible aftershocks. At the Paris Air Show, Boeing announced the parent company of British Airways has signed a letter of intent for 200 Boeing 737 aircraft. It's the first sale of those jets since the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX in March. This is AP Radio News. Charitable giving dropped last year.
The Giving USA Foundation released the report, which said individual giving fell by 1.1% from $295 billion in 2017 to $292 billion last year. One big reason, according to the experts, a federal tax policy change that doubled the standard deduction. According to Giving USA, more than 45 million households itemized deductions in 2016, and that number likely dropped sharply last year since it reduces incentive for charitable giving. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Texas Longhorn named Pancho Villa is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. The steer from Alabama has the longest horns, spanning wider than the Statue of Liberty's face. Pancho Villa's horns cover 10 feet 7 inches. Pancho's owner, Gerald Hopes, says don't let the horns fool you. He's a gentle giant with a soft spot for apples, carrots, and marshmallows. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.